This is the Thursday, March 8th episode of the Cato Daily Podcast. Welcome, I'm Anastasia Yuglova. During an emotional hearing Monday before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, top Army officials acknowledged that they had failed to properly care for wounded veterans admitted to the Walter Reed Army Medical Center. As the scandal continues to expose the neglect that is apparently rampant in the Veterans Administration, Cato's Director of Health and Welfare Studies, Michael Tanner, offers one possible solution. The Veterans Administration has been held up as a model for healthcare and how other hospitals should be run, and now we found out about this scandal at Walter Reed. So how can we talk about national healthcare given the backlogs and inefficiency at just this one government facility?
Well, it's certainly possible to take this line of reasoning too far. It is true, in fact, that the actual healthcare delivered at the VA and Walter Reed was actually quite high. Although there are some problems with things like prescription drugs where the latest and best drugs are not available to veterans. But in general, the quality of care they receive is quite high. Still, the scandal at Walter Reed does illustrate some of the problems with government-run health care that I think are very applicable to national health care. First of all, the system is chronically underfunded. Every year, the VA has to go to Congress and ask for more money. They claim that they don't have enough money to service all the veterans that are coming in. The fact that this is a politically determined number, not dealt with by demand or what patients need, shows that it's just like the sort of global budgets that are within national healthcare systems. Second, what resources they have are politically allocated. There are VA hospitals that have very low utilization rates and yet are kept open because they're in some powerful congressional committee chairman's district. These are not allocated on the basis of need. It's politics. And third, the bureaucracy that goes with any government program was so pervasive that even though we knew problems existed, they weren't able to fix these problems, that we were just buried under reams of paperwork and having to find the right office and having complaints disappear into the bureaucracy. All of these things would be true and more so under a national healthcare system.
Is it just Walter Reed, or are there other examples when government-provided health care has been found wanting?
Well, we know that throughout the Veterans Administration, we're now seeing signs that other hospitals are also suffering from the same types of infrastructure problems that are besetting Walter Reed. There's recently been a scandal in mental health care within the VA administration, so we are seeing other problems within the VA. In addition to that, other government programs are also showing problems. Medicare, as everyone knows, is more than $70 trillion in debt if you look at its unfunded obligations and is cutting back on its reimbursement to hospitals and physicians. The Medicaid program notoriously under-reimburses health care providers and leaves patients unable to get the type of quality of care they need, driving them often to emergency rooms for care and driving up the cost for the rest of us.
So besides the obligatory government probe that's going to follow the scandal, what else should the government do to improve conditions going forward?
Well, I think we should be looking at the possibility of privatizing veterans' health care. Instead of moving the rest of us to a government-run system like the VA, we should be moving the VA into the private insurance market like the rest of us. At the very least, we should be giving soldiers that come back and are injured vouchers so that they can get out of the Walter Reeds of the world and get into private hospitals with private insurance. But perhaps we should even go further than that and look at ways in which we can actually privatize the insurance aspects of health care for veterans, give them sort of more money up front and let them buy into private insurance.
I'll just venture to guess this is going to be very unlikely as an outcome. How do you sell this to the government?
Well, I think that the first thing we need to do is take these lessons away. Paul Krugmans of the world have been holding up the VA system as a model for national health care. I think we should say that this is a model of what national health care can become and not go down that road. Then let's start building on modest reforms to try to show how the private sector can do better.
The majority of support for the Cato Institute's work comes from individuals, and Cato depends solely on tax-deductible contributions to provide the public with a wealth of free resources, including this podcast. We hope you'll consider supporting or even joining Cato. For information, please go to www.cato.org.